Toronto. Loblaw's decision to reduce steep discounts on soon-to-expire food is a move to match its competitors as the demand for marked-down groceries rises, experts say. Until recently, Loblaw Co.'s Limited, which owns grocery brands including Loblaws, No Frills, Zers and Value Mart, offered last-day discounts of up to 50% on items nearing expiry. But now, discounts on perishable goods will range between 30 to 50%. The grocer is offering 30% off on last-day sale items across the board to be more predictable and consistent, spokeswoman Catherine Thomas said in a statement Monday. Loblaw has always offered between 30 and 50% on last-day sale items, she said. Lisa Hutchison, a retail analyst at J.C. Williams Group, said in an interview Tuesday that the shift in discounts is in line with competitors that typically offer a 30 to 50% window on items nearing expiry. Competitors including Metro Inc. have been offering discounts in the 30% range for a long time. Metro spokeswoman Stephanie Bonk said the grocer has been marking its nearly expired food items with up to 30% off for over two decades, a long-standing practice. Price reductions depend on several factors, such as the quality of the product and proximity to the expiration date, she said in an email. Besides, the grocer has partnered with food recovery and rescue services such as Too Good To Go and One More Bite. Markdowns in grocery stores are more acute than other retail businesses due to short shelf life, Hutchison said. In turn, grocers are extremely mindful of expiration dates on their items, especially for produce, bakery, deli and dairy. In Loblaw's case, she added, the grocer is minimizing margin erosion by offering less than 50% and likely moving up. Michelle Wasilishin of the Retail Council of Canada said grocers have welcomed more and more Canadians to their discount stores and increased offerings of private label food items. She added the grocers are also relying on other factors such as clearance prices and projecting inventory based on sales to reduce sales. Demand for discounted food items has gone up, giving more wiggle room to grocers to sell items at a lowered discount rate, Hutchison said. What drives markdowns for retailers is whether it's selling or not selling, she said. If an item is selling quickly at 50% markdown, it likely would sell at 30% off, Hutchison added. While there was always a customer base for discounted food items, finding deals on flyers or apps, demand for lowered groceries has gone up because of the financial pressures and high inflation, encouraging the grocer to reduce discounts. Any discount is a benefit for the customer and so will the customer shop it anyway for the price, Hutchison said. Although, she noted that Loblaw's discount strategy is unusual at this time of the year. January is a month of bills and there are a lot of mortgage renewals for Canadians, so it seems like not a great time to do this strategy, she said. The changes would be a shift for people who have come to rely on last-day discounts, Hutchison added. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 16, 2024. Companies in this story, TSX, L, TSX, MRU, Ritika Dubey, the Canadian Press. The Loblaw's flagship location on Carlton Street in Toronto on Thursday, May 2, 2013. The Canadian Press, Aaron Vincent El-Kaim, greater than.